6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on bereavement. He'll be back next week. Put your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day on this hump day Wednesday with your boys. Get ready for work. Get over the hump today. Get over the hump. Nothing on Falls Road this morning, Ed.
No, nothing on Falls Road. You know what there was at Calvert Street?
What?
A lime scooter in the middle of the street that you don't see until you're on top of it. No scumbag just dropped that thing right in the middle of traffic.
Really?
Yeah. I almost destroyed my car. Thankfully, yeah. I saw it like 20 yards away and just stopped and wait. That's what a scummy move, man.
People don't
you know damn well what you're doing. It's not like, oh, I had to drop it here. You did it on purpose, hoping somebody crashes into it.
People don't care, man.
They don't care. It's evil. Because that's going to hurt somebody. Either they're going to destroy their car or run that thing over, or they're going to swerve to get out of the way and hit the car next to them. Like, it's you need a little tune-up to correct that behavior.
Now, you Sunday night, you weren't feeling well.
No, I had a fever and stuff. I really didn't feel at all. I had a fever about 100, low-grade, it's fever, low-grade adult fever. But I was like, I was lightheaded. I thought something bad was happening
to me.
Really?
Yeah. This morning, I woke up. I tested it when I got here, 101. My head feels like I've been drinking all night, but I haven't. I haven't drank. Feels like I woke up with a hangover.
Yeah.
Pounding,
that's
lightheaded,
I feel.
Loopy.
And, yeah, funny you say that. It's like, I felt like I had a hangover. Loopy for sure. I thought I was having, I don't say it.
Yeah.
But I was getting my vision was getting blurry. I had a fever. I was like, what the hell's going on? I'm a little nauseated. And then the next day at work, like driving in, I felt like I had a bit of a hangover. And it wasn't because I didn't drink. I didn't have anything at night. I was just like hanging out, drinking this, drinking mineral water and stuff.
Right.
My heart felt like I could. You know where you notice your heart beating? Not saying it's pounding.
You feel it.
You feel it. Oh, yeah. You're aware that your heart's like, bup, bup, bup. I'm like, what the hell is up, man? Some weird stuff going around.
Yeah, it is. It is. I felt like that coming in. Feel like that now. Just weathering, braving the elements right now. Throat scratchy, a little bit of everything going on.
Yeah, thankfully it's not too cold today.
Yeah, I know, because that would make it feel even worse.
Yeah.
Going out like that in cold air, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it. 410-583-1057. I hate this time of the year. Those of you that love this, I never feel bad in the summer, Ed. Physically, I never feel bad. There's no physical ailments of mine ever when it's warm outside.
I know.
I get nothing. No allergies, no scratchy throats, nothing when it's warm outside. When the weather starts to change, how do you like this time of the year? It's awful.
I never said I did. I like the cold.
I'm talking about people in general.
Yeah, I don't like the darkness. I don't like how the days now. It's 5:30. It feels like it's 9 o'clock at night. All that things that go with that.
I was driving home last night at 6:30. It felt like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like right this time of the year, you either midday or nighttime. That's all you got.
Yes, it's all.
It's all you got. Midday or nighttime.
And it's weird. I'm like, I'm sitting. I was just hanging out. Like, I said, man, I'm tired. I'm gonna go to bed. Look at my watch. It's 6:20.
Yeah,
I'm not going anywhere. Like, ridiculous.
No, I got in bed last night about 7:30.
It was a bit early.
7:30. I was in bed. I was out. I was out. I got up this morning early and I watched the Maryland game. Didn't miss much. 108-37. Didn't miss much. My Lord.
37.
What do you think about the...
I looked at the score. I thought it was wrong.
The managers of the year, huh?
I don't know.
Voight.
Yeah.
Voight and Murphy. Yeah. Cleveland, first-year manager, never managed before.
He makes the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Murphy gets a team that made the playoffs. See, I don't understand Murphy, maybe because his first year. Mm-hmm. But his team, the Brewers, were good already.
Yeah, they were.
So how did he win manager of the year? You took over a good team.
Yeah, I don't know quite what goes into these things. It's just, and you always question him because, I'll be honest, I didn't think Hyde was going to get any looks or anything.
No, I didn't either.
However.
People expect the Orioles to be good now.
Right. But they were so decimated with injuries He lost all his pitching staff. He lost the best closer in baseball. He lost a couple of starters. He's piecemealing this together as the season goes along. A lot of his stars slumped. Still made the playoffs. Still won over 90 games. It's like, I wasn't surprised, but I just think he did a good job this year, and I think people are a little unfair to him.
I think he did an outstanding job. I just think people expect him to do an outstanding job.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, Hyde did this, did that. We expect Hyde to do that.
Yeah.
Mike in Baltimore wants to weigh in on the change of the year, time of the year. What's
hey,
up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, bro? You preaching to the choir, man. I give me summer anytime. I take summer all year round. I can't stand winter time. I mean, fall is nice because it's not that cold. But man, you know, I just hate this time of the year, period. And 5:30 in the evening, and it's like looking like midnight outside, yeah. Man. It's terrible. Hey, Rob, can I say something real
go
quick?
Ahead.
I want to get
go
this
ahead.
In real quick. A few weeks ago, you were talking about how you could tell, like, a liquor or beer is cheap because it don't have any advertising, and you was talking about Schaefer.
Yeah.
Well, Schaefer beer or whatever. Well, they did have an advertisement. I thought that Ed might notice because we about the same age. They had an advertisement that said Schaefer is the one beer to have
when you're having
more than one.
Let me tell you something, Mike. Not only do I know that, when I was playing football in college, they haze freshmen all the time in college. We all had to do something. My thing was I had to get up and sing the Schaefer jingle in Spanish in front of the team on the table. Yeah. And it was the same thing.
Right,
Schaefer's the one when you're having more than one, glass after glass. Bah, 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 bah. Yeah.
So they're saying it was light beer.
No, it was satisfying beer because that's the one to have. You know, I was just, you know. Do they even sell Schaefer anymore?
I think so, some places.
I haven't seen it. But yeah, I had to sing the jingle in Spanish. And then we had to sing.
I don't recall that alcohol conversation, though, that he said. I said, I mean, I went with it, but I don't recall the conversation.
Then they made me, there were three of us from New York on the team, and they made us get up and sing, because that was the year after the big blackout when the lights went out in New York City. We had to get up and sing and form a dance routine to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Show us your dance routine.
It was a lot of this. it was the Trump dance before Trump.
Oh, man. That was, do they do hazing anymore?
If they do, it's very secret.
I was hazed, but I think they stopped it at some point.
I'll tell you, the hazing in my fraternity was just freaking awful. I mean, it's awful. Terrible. I talk to kids now who go through it, and it's not like that. But it may be different fraternities or whatever. But it was really awful. I got hazed terribly in high school. And in college was less so. But they still hazed us. But high school was terrible.
Really?
Yeah. It was weird. Like, they did weird things to us. Like, and it's a lot of... It's too bad Jeremy's not here. He would like this. Like, we were in cabins in Pennsylvania because we had no place in New York City to do this. They'd go to camp, you know, for 2 weeks. So we'd be sleeping in these cabins in the woods, and they would come wake us up at like 1:30, 2 in the morning. No one had to practice. It's, you know, 6 a.m. You had to run. They'd come in, make a lot of noise, wake us up. We'd have to run naked through the woods. They'd make us go on a run.
Really?
No clothes. Yeah. And that was funny. It was singing the Levi's jingle. It just, that was just one of it. And then, of course, push-ups, all kinds of crap we had to do.
You at least have shoes on, right?
You had shoes, or sneakers on. But it just...
So, Rob, that's what you're worried about, shoes? Yes, that's all I'm worried about is shoes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all I care about. You want me to run naked through the woods? That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as I can have shoes on. So, do you think it's right for them to stop hazing?
Yeah, I mean, I get the idea behind it.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, I did it and went through it, but I wouldn't want my son to go through it, which is, you know, I guess a normal reaction. Because I don't know if it's that beneficial. Whatever. but, we, you know, it's just a rite of passage, I guess. Because it's not uncommon. Hey, look, they do it in the military. And they've gotten in trouble for it.
Right.
You know, all the academies do it. And, you know, the SEALs got in a lot of trouble for some of the stuff they were doing because people had died in some of the things they had done.
You shouldn't die from hazing.
No.
That's for sure.
You know, the military certainly got in trouble from it. I guess hazing is just part of that whole culture of football, police, all these uber macho things that, you know, the military.
I was a football player, was in the military, and the police.
Yep.
Been hazed more than once. Is Lamar still an MVP candidate? We'll examine that at 6:45. But on the other side, Marilyn Canisius. Nothing to see here, but we'll talk about it up next on The Fan.
Igapari. Igapari going to go 1-1 in the paint. Nice move with the left hand. Missed the shot. The rebound put back up by Julian Reese, and he got it. He's got a double-double in the first half, 13 points, and 10 rebounds for Juju. Rice from the left corner, he drops it a triple. That's the third of the night for him. And he's got 13. He's 3-for-6 from three, and that will be it. And the Terrapins will go to 4-1, and the Canisius Golden Eagles will fall to 0-6.
Listen, some of you call it running up the score, but I'm telling you one thing that I've learned from coaching high school ball in Baltimore. You have to separate yourselves from people that you should be separate from. You have to beat Canisius by 70 points. You have to. Because if you don't, then people question who you really are. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. We have to beat you unmercifully because we're that much better than you. And if we don't, then people are going to question, is there a crack in our armor?
They have to. And I just want to correct the broadcast crew, because that's, you know, how I am. I can't help myself. They're not the Golden Eagles. They're the Golden Griffins.
Golden Griffins, yeah.
We used to play them every year in football. So.
Who called them the Golden Eagles?
Whoever just made that call.
Johnny Holiday.
Johnny Holiday.
I think if we let that play, someone would have corrected him, and he would have said, it doesn't matter what your name is. I think that's how it would
have. And I don't want to correct Johnny Holiday, but they're the Golden Griffins.
I think Johnny Holiday would have answered that way. Doesn't matter what your name is. I mean, it's 108-37. It's like, okay, we may have struggled with Marquette. Marquette's a nationally ranked team. But damn, don't struggle with Canisius. They didn't. And seven players with double digits, including all five starters. All right. That's what you should have.
Yeah. And to beat them that soundly, I think, is what you said. It's like, yeah, that's what happens. It happened, and it should happen because, you know, if Ohio State plays William & Mary, they should win 63-7 in football. I mean, you know, like, that's what should happen if Maryland plays Canisius. It's like, it shouldn't be, you know, 108-100 because they're terrible. They're not in the same level as you guys.
And for Canisius, you know, the best thing that happens, I'm telling you, and again, you guys don't see it this way, but I've taken some ass whippings as a coach before. I won't take ass whippings by those teams now. The greatest part of growth is seeing the growth. When you can say, I used to get beaten that badly by them, now, no. Fourth quarter is a game. But I knew back then those teams were that much better than me. Maryland knows, Canisius knows, yeah, man, we got a long way to go to be Big Ten good.
A whole way, that's a very long way.
Good lesson for you. Maryland now 4-1 on the year, Canisius 0-5 on the year. Maryland, I love the fact that they put up a lot of points. Not just the margin of victory, putting up 100 points, seven players in double figures. Now Villanova on Sunday, I told you somebody gave me tickets to that game. I might drive up. You said like a 2-hour ride?
Yeah, a little more, 2.5. But I don't know why you wouldn't. It's an easy, again, to the proofs.
I might go up there.
It's a pretty easy place to get to.
I think they'll beat Villanova.
You know, by Amtrak, if you want to do that.
I think they'll beat Villanova pretty good.
I hope so.
I think they'll beat Villanova.
Villanova's down, so I think they should.
Beat them real good, beat up on Bucknell, beat up on Alcorn State, and then you got Ohio State, who I think they should beat as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who's the best team in the Big Ten this year? Is Indiana?
Probably Purdue.
Purdue's like eighth in the country. Yeah, they're about top 10 there.
Yeah, that's Purdue. Right.
Yep.
They have Purdue after Ohio State, the 8th of December at Purdue.
How many 7-footers they have this year?
Purdue did lose last night. Who did Purdue lose to? Marquette?
Oh,
Marquette 2-0 in the Big Ten. I know they're not in the Big Ten. They beat them by yesterday. That was Purdue. I know that. Because the guard that got off against us had a triple-double. What's his name? The guard. Can't think of his name. That destroyed Maryland. He had a triple-double. Oh, man. I can't think of the guy's name. Yeah, I did see that game. I don't know. I was a little groggy last night. I told you, Joe. That's why I don't remember. Cam Jones had a triple-double last night. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So Maryland getting ready for Villanova on Sunday, and get ready also to tune up the rest of the non-conference schedule before facing the Big Ten. We talked a little bit earlier, Ed, about hazing. Patrick in Moncton wants to weigh in on that. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Doing well. How are you?
Good. I got a sophomore at the U down in Miami.
Uh-huh.
And last year, he went through Sigma Chi, joined the fraternity, and they definitely did hazing. Matter of fact, they had got caught because they're kids. They put one of the kids in a garbage can, and the other kids had to drink as much milk as they could until they threw up on the kid in the garbage can, and it was all caught on film. And I don't know if you guys remember, back in 2006, there was a death at the University of Miami. I believe it was 2006. Kid was being hazed, and he was drinking vodka and was swimming across the lake in the center of the campus and got sucked down by the fountain and was not able to escape. So it, at that time, I believe, it caused hazing to become a felony. When this happened at the same school last year, it literally caused a ripple effect across the entire system last year. And a lot of schools closed down the fraternities for that whole thing.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that part. Yeah. Fraternities being shut down. Thanks a lot, Patrick. So that's the dark side of hazing.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of dark side. Because the problem is those are the ones that make it to the news. There's a lot that don't make the news because we had, I think it was Sigma Chi in our case. We had Sigma Chi, too. I was Theta Delta Chi. But I think it was Sigma Chi. They had a kid in the ER because he had alcohol poisoning. Was in like critical condition. He lived. But that doesn't make the news because he lived. But that stuff has been going on for a long time, man.
All the hazing that I was involved with was embarrassment. It was just embarrassing.
Yeah, my fraternity, we didn't, drinking was not part of the haze.
Yeah.
Haze. They wanted you to be awake for every delicious moment.
Yeah.
Sleep deprivation.
It's just embarrassing. That's all. I'm cool with that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm cool with that. You know, rookies in baseball having to dress up like Disney characters and things. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything to hurt me.
They had us in burlap sacks with no clothes underneath, just a jockstrap sneakers and a burlap sack.
Nudity is a big part of your fraternity.
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't that. It wasn't even sexual. It was more like the punch. But you try wearing a burlap sack for 3 days.
I don't want to.
Your skin gets ripped raw.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was awful. And before we walked in, they dumped ice water on us from garbage pails outside. It was 8 degrees that night because think of where it was. You're up on Lake Ontario. It was 8 degrees. Ice water, you don't have any clothes on, you never got warm.
See, that's just humiliation.
It's also dangerous because it's like sleep deprivation today because they would let us sleep and then we'd have to pile on each other in the bathroom with the windows open to stay warm. And then 20 minutes later, the siren would go off and they have us painting again. You'd repaint the whole house. It was miserable. Guys ran out. We had a couple guys bail. But I stayed. I'm still friends with these guys. So maybe that says something. You know, we're still close. I don't know.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on with you, Rob? Man, you left me hanging yesterday. That's crazy.
How did I leave you hanging? What happened? What'd I do?
Man, look, man, I called your phone, man. Look, I was out in your neck of the woods, man. I had a flat. I had to call
what time was this?
To come get
what
me,
time
man.
Was this?
You know Rob lived right here. I'm like, hold up, man. He couldn't even answer the phone for me.
Whoa, what time was this, man? I just told you I was sick yesterday. I went to bed early.
Hey, man, this was around like 4:30, man. I went to Mount Carmel.
I was at a basketball practice myself.
Hey, but I ain't gonna lie, man. That was my first time out there, man. I don't know who owned that school or something, man. But upgrade that little gym, man. I thought I was at an elementary game or something. But hey, I like the Desmond King signing. Hopefully, it's a star for something. But I just want to say one thing, Rob, because I know you asked the question. I'm about to get off though. It's nothing against Lamar, but right now we shouldn't even be talking about MVP. We need to talk about how can we fix certain things, whereas though we can get to this Super Bowl playoff run. I'm tired of fans, right, keep talking about the MVP. Because if I see Lamar right now, I'll be like, hey, Lamar, man, you know fans talking about you about to win your third MVP. He's going to be like, man, Trip, man, I'm focused on the bowl. See what I'm saying? So
he never talks about MVP. He only talks about winning.
He says, well, Trippy, that's what we're going to do. You know what we're going to talk about, Trippy? MVP at 6:45, but on the other side, we're going to talk about what you just talked about. Desmond King signed to the practice squad and likely be on a 53-man roster at some time soon with all the communication issues. Is adding new pieces really what this defense needs? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Trippy! On the Fan. The other birds, the Ravens, add a piece yesterday. His name is Desmond King. Been in the league since 2017. Last team that he played for, Houston Texans, this year. Only played in one game for the Texans. He's played in 8 years, 106 games, started 56 of them. He has 9 interceptions. He's 30 years old. Ed Norris, can he help this team?
Yeah.
Former fifth round draft pick, by the way.
Yeah, I think so. Clearly, they know there's a problem here. And there is. So I'm pretty happy they're trying to beef up, you know, what is a problem. I think they just, you know, I think Trey White was a good addition. Because, and people were skeptical of that because he's been hurt. But he was good before he got injured. And frankly, in that game, I think he was, him and Marlon, they had the best game in the secondary. But Trey White was actually playing a really good ball game in a small sample size. So, yeah, I think it'll help.
Here's the thing, though. By the way, he was an all-pro in 2018, King was. Mm-hmm. When you continue to add pieces to your team at the same position, you announce it to the guys who are in the room that you have not performed well enough.
Definitely.
Because if you had Ravens aren't going out and signing new quarterbacks or trying out new quarterbacks. They're not trying out running backs. They're not trying out wide receivers. They have no interest to waste their time to look at these guys because we're good. But when you continue to look at cornerbacks and DBs, that tells everyone we're not good enough at that position. We need to do some more.
Well, they're not. And that definitely says it. But, I mean, look. I hate to criticize, you know, you really hate criticizing people over and over, but I mean, Brandon Stevens is not playing well. You know, he's losing those fights for 50-50 balls. He doesn't turn around. It's the secondary is looking confused. And you're talking about a guy like, you know, Desmond King. Mm-hmm. You're right. He was an all pro with the Chargers. I mean, he's got a real history in the league where he's a really good player. Certainly was. And he's now past his prime. So I think he can help.
I'm going to stick with this with Brandon Stevens. And every time they show him, I see it again. Everyone said, well, he's a great cover. No, he has great recovery speed. That's why his back is always to the quarterback. He's always in chase mode. He gets beat off moves. He has great recovery speed, and he can track the receiver. The reason he can't get his head back is because he's chasing the receiver.
He still needs to turn around. He just doesn't do it.
He turns around, he won't get to the receiver.
Well, you turn around because he catches them. But when he's with them, he doesn't turn. The receiver's looking. When his eyes go up, you turn. Like, he just doesn't do that. Whether he's, you know, closing on them or not, he's got to turn around. And it's just not happening. But I'm happy. I think Desmond King is I think he can help. And, I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, he played with, you know, a lot of teams. He's been with the Titans, Texans, Steelers for a cup of coffee. And
for a reason.
Yeah. But when he was with the Chargers, he was very good. But that's, you know, he left there 4 years ago.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give you a lot of pieces. Make do with them for now. You know? I'm going to give you six cornerbacks. Use all six of them in four quarters. Let's see who's playing good now. All right. He's playing well now. All right. That was been his last. Next guy up. That's essentially what you're doing. You're using each corner until they can't get it done anymore or figuring out where else you can put them. It's alarming how bad this defense is.
Yeah, it is. They're talking about it nationally, and they should. I mean, it's obvious. But they're talking about the passing games of the teams that, you know, are coming up and on the Ravens schedule for that. And they said they've been feasting on the Ravens secondary. Yes, they have. I mean, that's how it's talked about now nationally.
And before you tell me how well they did against the Pittsburgh Steelers, two things. Russell Wilson is not the level of passer that some of these guys on the schedule is. Not anymore in his career. Number two, it's a rivalry.
Yeah.
As I said, going into that game, man, I didn't expect a lot of scoring with those two. It's a rivalry. Mm-hmm. They don't like one another. And for those of you that think it's not the rivalry that it used to be, keep in mind Patrick Queen is down over there. That sparks the rivalry again. He left here to go there. You don't think there's a lot of trash talking in between? Yeah, there is. The rivalry is back. And it proved last Sunday. 410-583-1057 is the number, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely back. It just bummed me out that King looked like Queen King. With Desmond King and Patrick Queen, like a chess game. He did look good, though.
Yeah, downfield, whatever.
I'm with you, but he's, you know, it's all they're talking about.
Yeah, jerk. Whatever. Downfield, he looked good. I'm not pressed. I'm not.
The question is, Desmond King wore 20 in San Diego. He wore 25 in Houston. Tre'Davious White is 25. He going to get Ed Reed's number?
I'll be damned.
I know.
No. You better find another number.
25 is taken.
They get two. Does anybody have two? Yeah, we have Wiggins.
Wiggins has two. Yeah.
He Can't get zero either because we have Agent Zero. I don't have to worry about Desmond King's number. He better not wear 20.
I worry about
it. It's 33 in Tennessee.
He was 33?
Yeah.
Do we have a 33 on the roster, Joseph? Inquiring minds need to know. Ed, what bring up? Ed, why you always focus on people's jerseys?
That's important. Because you know what's important in their minds. Look, if you ever played sports, that was the most exciting part of the season.
Getting your uniform.
Yeah, you're getting your uniform. What's your number, man? Guys pay. Think about how much guys pay for their numbers. They give you, you know, $40,000 to buy your Rolex. What do you want? They do that. That's a lot of money changing hands just for a number.
Would you want the 40? I don't see a 33 on the team.
I don't remember a 33 on the team.
He's on the practice squad. Not anyone I've heard of. The Ravens website has King as number 35.
Okay. Ed, what would you want? The cash? How much cash did you say?
Depends. It varies. Sometimes I'll buy your Rolex, say about $10,000.
What would you want, the $10,000 or the Rolex?
It depends. If the cash was more, I'd buy my own Rolex.
That's what I said, $10,000.
Yeah.
So they offer you $10,000. Would you want that or the Rolex?
I'll take the watch.
Joe, $10,000 or the Rolex?
The watch will appreciate, won't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll take the watch. Yeah.
Especially
the
Rolex.
If I get the watch, it's sitting in a box. It's 2020. I don't need a watch. I have one on my phone.
If you give
spoken
me,
as a true 30-year-old, that's exactly what my son feels.
Yeah. If you give me $30,000 or $20,000 or less, I'm taking a watch. More than 20 grand, I'm taking the cash.
Okay. He's right, though. They do appreciate it because I got years ago, I went to a Buccaneer game with my buddy Michael. We were in Florida. This is a while ago, and I was just had signed a contract. Got a bonus here. I got hammered and bought the Rolex Green Hulk watch. It cost me like $5,000 or something. And it's now $22,000.
Really?
$22,000. Yeah, Rolex is going through the roof.
You want to sell it?
No, I sold it years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Sold all of those things. I don't have any money anymore, so I had to sell everything.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, did Sunday's loss take Lamar out of the MVP lead? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So after Sunday's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, is Lamar Jackson now not the number one MVP candidate, in your opinion, Norris?
No. I mean, I know Josh Allen vaulted over him apparently in the rankings. And I get it. I mean, he's having a great season as well. But I certainly don't think Lamar's out of it by any stretch. I mean, he had one. That was the worst game he played this year.
Yeah.
Hands down. Worst game he played.
So are we just going to forget the head-to-head battle?
No.
Can't. Yeah, I mean,
well, the rest of his season?
I see how and why it's done that way, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think it's nonsense. I think it's something. It's the way we sell gambling. It's the way we sell TV. By having this discussion week in and week out. Yeah. Lamar Jackson by far has played the best football and is proof that just like Josh Allen, what he does impacts what his team, the results of the games for his team. But Lamar has done it better than Josh Allen all year. But I get it. Just because how we go about this thing,
yeah. It's
so every week thing, it's a week in and week out thing. So right now Josh Allen is going to be the number one. Vegas odds has him as the number one candidate for the most valuable player.
Lamar or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I heard he had changed.
ESPN bets there as well. You got some numbers for us over there, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm not going to break them all down just because it's a lot. But the only category that Lamar doesn't lead Josh Allen in is record, because Allen's 9-2. And Allen has 5 rushing TDs compared to Lamar's 2. But completion percentage, passing yards, yards per attempt, yards per game, passing TDs, interceptions, quarterback or passer rating, rush attempts, rush yards, rush per attempts. He leads him in all of them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the argument, though.
So you're saying the same thing I'm saying. This is laughable, almost.
Yes, but I do understand why he might be in front, because they're winning and we're not.
And unfortunately, that goes into it.
It does, because Dak Prescott had some really gaudy stats last year, and he didn't win last year because the Cowboys were losing big games and the Ravens weren't. Mm-hmm. So,
can I bring something to the table? Cardinals are a decent team. The Dolphins are not. The Jaguars are not. The Jets are not. The Titans are not. The Seahawks are meh. The Dolphins again, not. The Colts. He beat his quality win His quality win, the Chiefs. If you go about quality win, his quality win, the Chiefs. All records aren't built the same. Now, when you go talk about playoffs, it's different from college because you actually have to win. Nobody cares who you beat in the NFL. But when we're talking about MVP, you have to throw those things in consideration, Ed. He's not. Their record, their opponents are not built the same. I have nothing against Josh Allen. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson should be the only two that's even considered for the most valuable player. I just don't like the fact that we're sitting here saying that Josh Allen is number one right now.
No.
Those should be the top two candidates.
Yeah. And those can be deceiving too. And that's why I think they have to look at good teams, because Matthew Stafford, when he played for the Bad Lions before the new Lions, he was putting up gaudy stats every year because he had to. He was always throwing. They were always behind. And, he had to play catch-up almost every game. So he always had enormous passing numbers. But the team sucks. How can you be the MVP?
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn? Hey, good morning.
What's up, man? Good morning.
What's happening?
Hey, man. I still think Lamar Jackson is the favorite to win MVP. He beat Josh Allen head-to-head, even though they don't face each other technically like that, But also, Jared Goff should be in there. And also, if Lamar wins his third MVP, he'd be the first. I know we talked about this last week. He wouldn't be the first quarterback to win it, but he'd be the first black quarterback to win three MVPs, correct?
Well, yeah, because I think Brady's got three. Rodgers has four. So, yeah, because after that, it's first twos.
Yeah, some more black quarterbacks. I know McNabb has one, Culpepper, I believe, and
does that mean if he was the first to win two, I think he'd be the first to win three.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah, come on, man, don't do that, man. Hey, Rob, why you ain't pick Trippy up, man? Why you do Trippy like that?
I was in practice yesterday, man. I got basketball, man. I was in practice. Right.
That's what I was trying to tell him. I'm like, you probably in practice, Trippy hitting me like, man, that's messed up. Mom got a flat, man. I ain't got no jack and the spare tire flat. I'm like, man, hey, man.
Hold on. He's got a flat. The spare's flat. I had no jack. Well, if he had a jack, it wouldn't mean anything anyway because his spare's flat.
I'm like, Rob, you calling the wrong person. Rob ain't mechanically inclined, man. He couldn't even get his car started one morning, man, at this driveway, man. Hey, all he needed was a little jump. He was about to call.
What exactly would they want Rob to do if your spare's flat and you got no jack?
I don't care how mechanically inclined I am. Man, don't be putting my business on the street.
Oh, my bad, Rob. My bad. You're a good coach, though, man. But hey, when you come to work on them cars, man, hey, we got to throw.
Bye.
That's why we're on radio.
Hey, listen. I am very mechanically inclined. When something's wrong with my vehicle, I pull my phone out and I call AAA.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
It's an electronic device.
Exactly. I know how to work that. Listen, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. That's why those people get paid. I'm keeping people in business, Ed.
That was actually kind of funny.
I'm keeping people in business, man.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with my vehicle. What won't start? Come get me. Remember the time I got a flat on 695 and I had to call AAA?
Yeah.
And I was, an hour late for the show?
Yeah.
Dude said, your flat's right, your spare's right here. So, yes, I know that. I know you are here, so fix it for me, please. Yeah. while we still talking. I got to get to work. I have no shame. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gary in Parkville. What's up, Gary?
How you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you, man?
All right. I was watching the game against Pittsburgh, and I noticed that the Chiefs and Pittsburgh, they're plastering to our receivers, and they're giving up the field to Lamar. And when he takes off, if he takes off, they're punishing them. So I think that's their strategy.
You think that's why Lamar wouldn't run in the AFC Championship game? Because of the punishment?
Yeah, and I think they're plastering to our receivers. So I think he's got to take that open field to get them off of our receivers like that.
See, Gary, I don't recall Lamar taking any hard shots against either one of those teams, though.
It seems like he's kind of hesitant, because if you look at the Pittsburgh game, I'm like, he had open field, and the old Lamar would have took that.
I'm not denying that.
That's true.
I'm not denying that at all.
Because there was a lot of green in front of him. He did not take off.
I'm not denying that, but I don't think anybody's really punishing him.
No, but also, you look at just the last couple of weeks, he apparently was nursing something. So he had missed practices, and they listed his back knee.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Hey, we're giving out shovels at 715. But on the other side, I'm going to take a look at the college football rankings. I saw the rankings, and I love the program. A lot of you complain about it. They give you the rankings, and then they give you the playoff projections. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.